This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I have no doubt. As we welcome in KM, the host of the Saturday Comeback, I was actually thinking about this morning, which shows you what my life is like. This is real, too. I really was. What does Saturday Comeback mean?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. Well, I'm more glad that you about that this morning.
That's
so
wonderful. I definitely
Thank
was. I'm
so
proud
much.
Of you.
Thanks. So in K-pop, when a group or an artist comes out with an album, it's called a comeback. Because they were away, and now they're coming back.
Oh, very good.
Interesting.
Okay.
So,
Saturday Comeback.
That's
Saturday
pretty
comeback.
Dope. Okay. Yeah. Again, I was thinking of that this morning. Like, I wonder what that means.
I just trusted him. Saturday Comeback.
What a good guy right there.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Saturday Comeback airs on 106.5 The End every Saturday from 9 to 10 o'clock. So tap in on the Odyssey app, iHeart, if you're riding around on a Saturday, taking the kids somewhere, you just want to support our man Kyle Mattson, check out the
That's
Saturday
fire,
Comeback.
Shout out Kyle, man. That's fire.
I'm having such a great time with it.
Can I tell you, Kyle got his K-pop show before Between the Sheets came back.
Well, I didn't want to mention it.
Between the Sheets had a start date.
It did.
That just came and went. I checked with Complex the week it was supposed to start. Yeah, we're still good. And then it just kind of came and went. Not only that, it was supposed to start on two stations.
I remember we talked about this like the weekend before, and then now you bring it up. Yeah.
It never happened. So, but I mean, the Saturday comeback happened.
We back in action, though? Like,
I haven't brought it up again. I have a feeling he wants to discuss my contract before adding.
Do you guys want me to talk to him? I've got some sway, apparently. Yeah, well, so I'm the culture coder.
Well, look.
So.
That's a shoot. Hey, that's a shoot.
We saw it the other day. Just him and Miller. All right. We saw it.
Yeah, on Monday, the day my contract expired. Yeah, what a coincidence. Yeah, Kyle over there hamming it up with the boss, like. All right. No, I get it.
Yeah. Hey, Kyle Mattson's here. What's his drop again?
Which one was? Oh, this one. Oh,
I man. Love Jerry Jones. No.
Oh,
that is
wow. Foul. I think it is
hilarious, but foul.
I did make that one.
You did.
That is my drop.
You did. Yeah, Dr. David. Yeah, I'm on a 10-day over here at Odyssey and Kyle over here.
Got him on an exhibit 10.
They treating David like Trey Young.
Well, now that we built out a team around you, let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
About the 1-1 with the team option.
You haven't even been offered that yet.
Low key Andre Ingram right now.
Man, that's a shoot.
Andre Ingram is crazy.
Andre Ingram is like the, I don't even know what to call that story, but it's something that happened.
Miller says to me on Monday, now we're going to get this done. Let's get this scheduled. Me, you, Complex, we'll sit down. We'll get this all figured out. Then my favorite part, we'll go to lunch. Yeah, well, can't do that, but all right. It's Friday. Haven't seen or heard from him since.
I still think we should WWE this thing and negotiate it on air.
That would be incredible.
Get the put a table. Put a table. You guys sit on the other
side. Contract signing. Yeah.
Somebody got to go through the table though.
Like, it's a must.
Okay, I can't actually do lunch. He's like, well, what do you do around here then? Yeah.
Not sure anyone knows. Well, let's pay this off. You're not a fan of Joe Burrow?
He stinks.
No.
He stinks.
I'm joking. I don't know. It's exactly what Jesse said. I know it's illogical. I know it doesn't make sense. I know that Joe Burrow, like, statistically, is incredible. I know that he's not the reason the Bengals missed the playoffs last year. Like, it all tracks for me. But when I watch Joe Burrow in a playoff game against the Bills, I'm not like, man, the Bills got to watch out. Like, it just doesn't. And
he beat their ass.
Did he?
Yeah, he went into Buffalo 2 years ago and sent Josh Allen's ass home. Yeah, hell yeah. And then they lost to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship.
That's tough
game.
For me. That's a bad beat for me. Didn't they just lose to them in Buffalo?
Maybe in the regular season.
I think you're thinking of, Kyle.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Kenny just changed my mind entirely.
Joe Burrow's
I've been living a lie. I've been living a lie over here.
In the playoffs. First one, he got to the Super Bowl and lost. Second one, they got to the AFC Championship and lost to the Chiefs. Beat Buffalo 27-10.
Joe Burrow's the one, guys. What a player. I've been lying to myself.
There are people like that. I've famously said that. I mean, it's a little different arguments and different levels, but I've said that about Jonathan Kuminga, right? Like, if the guy can score, he's going to get you 25.
Kuminga what?
Thank you. That's right. Okay, I'm remembering all this now because Josh Allen did the – okay, I'm back. I'm so back. Joe Burrow, top five, top four.
But I look at Kuminga and I'm like, yeah, go ahead, score 25-30. Like, that's not how we're going to lose. Mm-hmm. You're scoring 25-30.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's how you look at Joe Burrow. Like, Joe Burrow, yeah, you're going to have 325.
I don't look at him like that anymore.
No more.
I'm so serious.
Joe Burrow.
I had an anecdotal reason to think what I thought about Joe Burrow, and you just destroyed it. And I don't mean that as a negative. Mm-hmm. I mean that as, oh, wow, I completely misremembered that football game. And that's what happened to me.
What's his name? Pushed, what do you want? Patrick Mahomes on the sideline. And got the unnecessary roughness in the AFC Championship game to set them up for the field goal.
Mm-hmm.
Else they would have went back-to-back Super Bowls. They lost the Super Bowl they went to before. But Joe Burrow last year, 49-18 when you talk about yards, 4,918 yards.
Yeah.
43 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, man. Completed 70% of his passes.
It feels like that was all in the second half of the season, too. It wasn't, because he wasn't the problem behind what they were doing. But
5-2 in the playoffs, 1,800 yards, 9 touchdowns, 4 interceptions.
I'm looking at this yards per attempt number, 7.5. I'm unmoved.
Kyle's back.
I've never been more
wasn't
back.
Wasn't that what they used to say about Purdy? And they were like, yeah, he just dinks and dunks. They would say he dinks and dunks, and he had like the number one yards per pass or something like that.
Well,
air yards too, right?
Patrick Mahomes has become the quarterback that people accuse Brock Purdy of being.
Well, you're not lying.
Like, Patrick Mahomes is awesome. No, he's incredible. But it's just, like, that's not a bad way to play quarterback.
No.
Completing throws is, like, that's a good thing to do.
A important component of the job.
When people talk about NFL quarterbacks, they didn't turn into NBA owners.
Yeah,
they forgot the premise of what we're doing here. Like,
I totally agree.
Get the ball to your players.
Mm-hmm.
Don't turn it over.
Mm-hmm.
If a guy's open, hit him. I don't care if it's 5 yards down the field or 15 yards down the field.
The quarterback discourse around, like, oh, but he's just running the offense. Like, yep, that's what they do.
See, that's the thing,
the job.
There's about 26 of those now that are just doing that. Or 28, 32 teams. Yeah, 28 of them or whatever.
I don't know if there is 28. I think that's part of the problem. People don't value that. I think there's...
Well, I mean, in the sense where no one is taking their team just, oh, you throw them in on whatever team and boom, that team is going to step up.
But that's it.
There's only
like
4 guys that do that right now.
Okay, and that doesn't matter. I agree with Jesse on that. But this idea, what's our man at the Ringer, Steven Ruiz.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm trying to strip all context and just figure out who's the best quarterback. Like, why? What's the purpose of that? Well, you throw Patrick Mahomes on any team, that team's good. Cool. All right, you're right.
Are we sure about that?
Yeah, I think so.
Like any team?
Yeah, I think so.
They're going to do what?
They're going to be
better. They're going to be pretty good.
He'll improve them. Yeah, he'll improve
them. But if you put who's bad right now? If you took Patrick Mahomes and put him on the Browns, and you took Brock Purdy and put him on the Browns are significantly better with Patrick Mahomes.
They are, but they're not.
They're also significantly better with Brock Purdy.
Well, true. But I mean, no, versus I know what you where mean. They were. Yeah.
But my whole thing when people say that is like, he's not going to be who he is right now. So what does that matter?
Yeah, it's impossible.
The Browns won't be the Chiefs just because Patrick Mahomes is on the team.
Right. I'm with you. What does it matter? Which is why it doesn't Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow.
I have
who
this.
I've always had in this conversation. they are uniquely gifted in a way that, man, they single-handedly elevate this team to whatever level.
This is a 60-minute callback, but I have the desire to work Trey Young into this conversation.
No, that's great.
Because we're talking about
it's
having
the same kind of idea.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same exact type of idea of having the right players around you. Where Patrick Mahomes is here, and he's elevated. Let's also not forget, Andy Reid is a big part of that too. Brock Purdy can't survive without Kyle Shanahan. Well, that's fine. Part of what has made Patrick Mahomes Patrick Mahomes is the fact that Andy Reid is arguably the greatest offensive mind the game's ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or certainly up there. Bill Walsh might have that title, but he's right. Andy Reid is right up there with him.
And also the Chiefs defense is awesome.
Well, that's the other thing.
They've been carrying that group for the last couple of years, but
when it comes
down to it,
you go back to the Cleveland thing. That's where I feel like Cleveland is just, they had a Super Bowl window that they lost because they had a defense that could have been phenomenal that I think would give up halfway through most seasons because it's like our quarterback sucks.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I think the big thing that when we talk about guys carrying teams, it's what we're really saying, or what I'm really saying is, when that guy has the ball with a minute and a half left, with no timeouts, and they need a touchdown, I'm terrified of Patrick Mahomes. I'm terrified of Josh Allen. Terrified of Joe Burrow.
That's your boy.
Obviously. That's my guy. That's Everybody knows I'm the number one Joe Burrow fan.
That's your Ty Lue.
Yeah.
I've always loved Ty Lue.
And then who's the other one? Who's I missing? Lamar Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Joe
Burrow. That's the four.
You're terrified on that. Here's for as good as Brock Purdy is, and as good as I think Brock Purdy is, did you know that this stat blew me away? Brock Purdy has never thrown a touchdown pass while the 49ers are trailing with less than 4 minutes left.
Wow. I did not know that.
I don't even know how I would unless you told me.
You just Google it.
I don't know what would make that pop in my head.
So I was looking up, I was just going through Brock Purdy's career split.
You are a renowned 49ers writer.
Yeah, NinersWire.com. Check it out.
Read every article 2 to 3 times.
It just clicks. Clicks are back. Google's back.
Click the ads
but
too.
I need more.
We're going to what? 28?
Yeah.
Okay. Just
making sure. We got time. But I was going through. I was looking up something. I started scrolling through Football References splits, and for his career, when the 49ers are trailing with less than 4 minutes to go, Brock Purdy has no touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and a 63.9 rating. Ooh. When they're trailing with less than 2 minutes to go, no touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 40.1 rating.
Ooh.
It's that is what separates to me. We can talk about yards, touchdown percentage, yards per attempt, all this stuff. Brock Purdy's really good at all those things. Mm-hmm. But when it comes down to, all right, game on the line, you need this dude to make a throw, he's never done it. Mm-hmm. Not a once. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that separates to me that group of four from kind of everybody. There's more factors, but that's the number one thing when you talk about carrying a team.
Yeah.
It's like, that's when you got to do it. Game's on the line. It's on your right arm. Can you make a play?
Which is also, and the numbers are the numbers. Mm-hmm. I'm not disputing them, but Brock Purdy drove them down in the divisional round against the Packers and then handed it off to Christian McCaffrey at the 7-yard line.
Totally.
You know what I mean? So he made plays down there. He just didn't get the touchdown, the pass.
Sure.
That would go towards that level, you know what I mean? But that's crazy. I think two of those interceptions came in one game. Wasn't that the Minnesota game on Monday night?
Yeah, I can think of multiple times that he's thrown bad interceptions late in the game, or just interceptions late in the game where it's like, man. So that's the hurdle he needs to clear for me. Is can you just be that dude, game on the line? Can you make a play?
Yeah.
Do you have a prediction for this upcoming NFL season? Is there a team that you're eyeing, a player that you're eyeing, something outside the 49ers?
Oh, man. Denver, I wanted to say something about Denver.
Sure.
Their defense is really good.
Mm-hmm.
The discussion about their defense yesterday was insane to me. People like, wow, this is a championship caliber defense. Do you know they were third in points allowed and seventh in yards allowed last year? Or 10th in yards? Like, they were awesome. They were a Super Bowl defense last year.
Right. Yeah.
What are we talking about? Like, and then they got better.
Right,
they got better players now.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Awesome defense. It was not shocking that they were excellent yesterday.
To be honest with you, I kind of forgot how good their defense was when I was thinking about the AFC West, and I said a couple different times, I think the Chargers win the AFC West.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would have stayed with that if left tackle wouldn't have gone down. But I forgot about how good Denver's defense was.
Yeah, man. Defensive player of the year.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Shout out Patrick Surtain. Is he the third or junior?
Second.
The second.
Shout out Pat Surtain, senior. Dolphins legend.
Hell yeah. But, yeah, so as far as surprise teams go, though, man, I'm –
not necessarily surprised. Maybe just one. Is there a team outside the 49ers that you got your eye on?
I am blanking on the teams that are in the NFL. Okay, I got them here now. Okay. Here we go.
Well, they change every year.
I think. Oh, here's the thing. This is. I should feel about how I used to feel about Joe Burrow about this guy.
Okay.
I'm kind of in on Jacksonville.
I'm sorry, you're in.
Like, yeah, I think.
And what way? Like that they're in the NFL?
I think
they are
in
the NFL.
I think that's going to be
they're
good.
In the South?
I think they're going to be. They were 4-13 last year. There are always teams that miss the playoffs 1 year and then make the playoffs next year. If you told me the Jacksonville went 10-7 this year, I wouldn't be shocked at all. I wouldn't be shocked one bit.
Is Trevor Lawrence good then?
I think Trevor Lawrence is fine. I think Trevor Lawrence is
he good? Is he good or is he fine?
I think he's fine to good.
So fine is lower than good.
He's average to above average is what Kyle Batson is saying right now.
So the quarterback we heard about for like six straight years.
He's Derek Carr. He's not a C.
Okay.
Yeah, he's Derek Carr. So, but that's it. But that's just it. Yeah, we heard about Trevor Lawrence forever. Did he meet those expectations? No. But that doesn't mean he's ass or a two pack of ass. To borrow a phrase, I don't think. I see
a pack and a half.
There's a that's crazy.
He's not he's good. So he's a lower tier quarterback.
I think he has all the like talent in the world, but he is prone to, and I think this is partially coaching related, which is why I'm in on the Jets.
And that's fair.
Which is why I'm in on the Jets, because I think Liam Cohen is really smart. And I think he's going to be really, really good for their offense.
Uh-huh.
But I think Brian Thomas is really good. I think Tank Bigsby and Travis Etienne is a really nice running back duo. I think Travis Hunter, if they play him on offense, which it sounds like they're going to, I think he can be a game-changing player on that side of the ball.
Yeah.
And then I think Trevor Lawrence is at least good. And if you have a good offensive play designer who can maximize this talent that he very clearly has, he just has these – I don't watch enough Jags to have a firm number on this, but when I watch him, it seems like there's like – 3 to 5 plays a game where you go, what was that? Mm-hmm. It's like this awesome drive, and then it spins into a sack, and it's 3rd and 18 or whatever. I think he eliminates some of those plays this year, and I think Jacksonville's going
to
be.
In Trevor's defense, he did have to survive Urban Meyer.
That was tough.
Worst coach of all time.
Yeah,
literally. Very literally.
Yeah. That was tough. That was tough.
Imagine Travis Hunter being what gets like Trevor Lawrence to that upper echelon, and they have to pull that young man aside and go, hey, we're going to have to end this defensive back stuff, man. You just turned our quarterback into something like, sorry, man. Like, you're done catching interceptions, pal.
But if I will say this. This is the make or break year for me with Trevor Lawrence. If you don't figure it out this year, I'm out. I'll never be in on the Jags again.
Yeah,
I got you. That's like me and the Clippers.
I'm out on the Clippers now.
I'm not. It happens every year.
You die. See?
Like, Clippers. Yeah, I'm like, I want to get this guy here.
I'm actually with Kenny on this
one. No,
yeah. Look, it happens every year. As a matter of fact, specifically, I think I do this with James Harden often. Like, James is hooping. James is hooping.
He's balling.
And then when you really.
Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
When you really
need
him, he does what he does.
What do we think the AFC looks like this year? Is it finally Lamar Allen's year, or is someone else taking that?
I think it is. I don't think the Chiefs are going back to the Super Bowl. But let me ask you guys this. Did you see USA Today had their predictions?
Oh, Nate Davis. Yeah.
As I wait for it to load up. I know for sure one of them was the Ravens being the one seed going 14-3.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but then what?
That's the scary part.
That's very believable.
Yeah.
The Ravens going 14-3 being that's very, very believable.
I was also really, I was with everybody else being really high on the Rams until I'm out. Stafford's back.
Yeah.
It's gotten to the point where it's like, bro, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on. They got the Bills at 13-4. They got the Broncos at 12-5 and winning that division.
What do they have the Chiefs at?
11-6.
Oh, okay. I can believe that.
The Chiefs
went 12-5 to 11-6.
15-2 last year.
Yeah. That is crazy.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
They got 11-1 score games.
Something insane.
Yeah, something crazy like that. They got the Niners at 11-6, the third seed in
schedule.
NFC.
Yep.
Packers
third seed in the NFC.
Yeah, Packers and Eagles at 12-5.
Oh, okay.
Raiders at 5-12. They're not buying it.
I'm perfectly fine with that. Like the Raiders, it's one of those like just go do it.
Last night was really discouraging for me.
Really?
That offensive line looked so bad.
Yeah, it didn't look good.
Like prohibitively bad.
Yeah.
And that's and again it's preseason. So
we started, you know, when you and James left, we kind of talked a little bit about preseason, and it's like you knew going into last night's game that the offensive line was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so was that that's something we were watching last night. It's something I was watching last night. And it's like, well, okay, yeah, it was. And so like I feel like we were looking for something. We saw it, and it's it's going to be so bad. When I really don't know what we can take away from that. It doesn't mean that the offensive line will be good. It doesn't mean that it won't be really bad. Mm-hmm. But it's difficult. I'm not as skilled as you are. I don't know how to watch these preseason games and find a true takeaway from it.
Oh, I'm not. It's just I was hoping to see a version of the Raiders offensive line where I could go, okay,
that didn't happen.
It didn't happen. The opposite happened. Yeah, where it's like, oh no.
Yeah.
And it's just really it's really difficult.
Preseason article came to life last night.
Yeah. It's just when you watch an offensive line look that inept, you go, oof. My idea is that
Gino
they could
running
win nine
around
games.
Like, hey,
just, yeah, dude,
Pete,
he's got,
get
yeah,
me
I'm
out
done.
Of here.
I'm done. Yeah. So, it's tough. Five and 12 does not feel to be off the table.
You guys want to take a guess on the worst record in the league?
Saints.
It's got to be a team without a quarterback.
Saints.
You say Saints.
I'll go just for fun. I'll go Saints because I'll go Jets.
Oh, we almost had a tie. Saints, yes. Jets, no.
Cleveland.
Giants.
Oh.
Giants, Russell Wilson,
they've
really?
Got the Giants and the Saints going 2-15.
I kind of wonder, remember how we were.
2-15.
2-15 is crazy. God. Hey, do you know what that was?
Oh, my God.
Do you know what that was? As he started doing all the math on his predictions. And I was like, I'm going to leave the Giants out because I'm not sure exactly where they landed. And he started adding up. He's like, I got two wins. All right. That's what they get. Here's where I could see that.
We reacted to that. What did they have last year? Three? Four?
Four, maybe.
But I could see it being
didn't
where.
Didn't they mess up their chance at number one like 2 weeks before the season ended?
Yeah.
They beat the Raiders, I think.
They were 3-14. Tennessee was 3-14. Cleveland was 3-14.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, that's so bad.
Who did the Giants beat late? Oh, they beat the Colts.
That's so bad.
The Raiders beat the Giants. I think that's what happened. That's what messed up the Raiders.
They beat the Colts in week 17.
Oof. And then tried to beat Philly in week 18. Hey, these dudes lost. Hey, this is after their bye week. So they lose to Carolina in OT in week 10, bye week, week 11. Here's the scores of their games. These are all losses. 30-7, 27-20, 14-11 to the Saints, 35-14, 34-7. Then they win 45-33.
Oh.
They had since week six, here's their point total, 7-3, 18, 22, 17, 7, 20, 11, 14, 7, 45.
Come on, man.
So only game over 30 all year.
So here's Cleveland after their final win against the Pittsburgh Steelers in week 12. They lost 41-32 to Denver.
Okay.
Then they scored 14, 7, 6, 3, and 10.
They did it how you're supposed to do it.
That's,
they did it how you're supposed to do it.
Baby.
Don't give any chance of anything happening. We need to score to win. We just won't score.
I kind of feel like the Giants, though, that Giants prediction, or the Giants, because the Giants over under, I think, is like 4.5. I think when you, might be 5.5, but whatever, when you lean under, because you go, man, Russell Wilson, that team's not going to be that bad. But I think if you lean to the under, it's what we were talking about with the Kings the other day, where they get to December, they're 2-9.
Russ ain't playing.
And they're just like, all right, you're Jackson Dart, you go finish out the year. Let's see what we got. Right. That's what I think that is.
Steelers.
The Raiders winning two of their last three games is hilarious.
That was tough.
That's absolutely tough.
That's
hilarious.
A bad beat. That's a really
and
bad
went from the number one pick in the league to
we're establishing a culture. Coach ain't even here no more. Quarterback is not the starter. That's just tough.
Yeah.
General manager. No. Steelers 11-6. Aaron Rodgers 11-6.
No chance.
I mean, they won 10 games last year.
No chance.
No chance at 11-6.
I'm out.
I hear you.
I shouldn't say no chance. I'm just out on.
I think they could do. I think they could do 10-11 wins if it wasn't Aaron Rodgers.
That's just kind of what you pencil the Mike Tomlin Steelers.
Yeah, pretty much. And then a first round playoff loss.
Yeah, could be.
That was for Jesse.
Well, this is tough too. Well, the Dolphins.
Okay. Oh, see, hey,
come on now.
Did you guys hear Mike McDaniel's quote the other day?
When he was
about the world ending or dying or something like that?
He was like, "It's a great morning," and they were like, "Oh, well, why is it a great morning?" And he's like, "Because we're one day closer to death."
Okay.
It's like, oh, that's how the Dolphins are this year. All right.
It's time to get this.
He watched
Tua
practice yesterday, and he was like, "Yeah,
man,
really, dude, wow."
I didn't think you were listening.
Oh yeah,
I thought you were over there.
I thought he was watching Tony Romo trying to hold a field goal.
Wow.
Hey,
wow.
Hey, get your boy out
hurt
of
my
here. Get him out of here. I don't even need to see the season. Get him out.
Mike, he
might be first coach fired.
No.
This is crazy. That might be true.
Do we flag the chatty house? Because this is an insane thing to say.
No, that's man, he does that though. Like he doesn't know how to.
I think you guys are too low on the Dolphins.
Well,
they're
not as low. Not as low as USA Today.
But yeah, we do thing where we make fun of USA Today.
5-12.
That feels low.
I disagree.
That's low.
I'm serious when I say McDaniel's on first coach fire watch though.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Ooh,
I'm fine with that.
That'll be Brian Daboll.
That's oh man,
that dude.
I can't believe he still has a job.
That part.
That's former coach of the year, Brian Daboll, though.
Indeed it is. And this is the host of the Saturday Comeback on 106.5 The End. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Make sure you're tapped in.
I'm laughing because those are the top two contenders.
Daboll and McDaniel?
Yeah.
He also hosts the Insiders with James Hamm every day here at 10 a.m. on ESPN 1320. We'll come back. Eddie Gonzalez joins us in about 45 minutes. We'll shift our attention to basketball. Interesting report about, well, it involves the Warriors.
Oh, hit the button.
yeah.
Kamingo watch.
WKC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. 20.
Big thanks to Kyle Madsen for spending an extended amount of time with us talking football. Eddie Gonzalez is going to join us, scheduled to join us coming up in about 45 minutes as well. We'll open up the phone lines for you for the first time today. If you want to talk football or anything else, 916-909-1320. Interesting report. Hit the internet last night. I think this was a Mark Stein special. Mark Stein and Jake Fisher working together on a couple of different scoops out there.
My guy, Jake Fisher.
Indeed. Report that the Warriors have contacted Josh Giddey and his representation about trying to work something out to get him in Golden State. Okay.
I have no idea.
Sure, I understand how that works, but like, okay, it's fine. I think maybe I'm not reading the right articles. Maybe I'm not following the right podcast. I'm not really sure. I don't think the Bulls are interested in losing Josh Giddey. I think they're playing the market. You know, I don't think they're trying to manipulate Josh Giddey. I don't think they're trying to, you know, give him the Montreal screw job here. Like, I just think they're dealing with the reality of collective bargaining agreements. I think they're dealing with the reality of aprons, and they're, you know, unfortunately, at Josh Giddey's expense, trying to take advantage of the market. That's not what's happening in Golden State. Golden State is trying to get rid of a player that they don't want, but on their terms only and not his. And so maybe there's a situation where the Bulls would be interested in moving Josh Giddey, and you work Jonathan Kuminga into this conversation. Maybe this is where Sacramento gets into the mix. Maybe this is where Phoenix gets into the mix. Maybe this is somehow you finally get a deal done to where the Golden State feels like they're walking away with something of value or something that they want or something that makes them happy. I'm not really sure. I don't see Chicago going along with this unless Golden State has an offer, you know, the Godfather offer that they just can't refuse. I also don't know what Chicago's doing, to be clear. Like, really? I'm not trying to, you know, ride for Billy Donovan and the crew here. I don't know what they're doing.
Right.
I'm just going off what I know about their relationship with Josh Giddey and their intentions with Josh Giddey. I don't feel like they have any intention of losing him.
I also have no idea what Mike Dunleavy's doing. What Josh Giddey? Like, why? What are we? Not that he's a bad player. But how does that get you close? I keep going back to this with the Warriors. Your goal was supposed to be to get a championship for Steph Curry. That's what has been reported. And I know our guy Kyle Madsen said maybe that's not where everybody is. But I'm going to go with what I think the owner wants, mm-hmm. what Steph wants, Draymond, all those guys want, going to get Jimmy Butler, showed me. What is this doing? If this is actually what you're doing, it just really feels like you're spinning your wheels if you're the Warriors. Mm-hmm. All to avoid this other situation with Kuminga. I have no clue what that's about if the Warriors are really out there doing that. It's crazy.
The same report had them interested in Malcolm Brogdon, they being the Golden State Warriors. We've asked this question on a number of occasions, and you know, we can talk more about this as the day progresses, but I framed it more of as a question in the past. I think I'll make it more of a statement this time. I do think there will be a domino effect when this Kuminga situation is dealt with. I'm not going to go as far as to say it's holding up the whole league. I don't believe that that's true. Mm-hmm. But we've seen guys like Brogdon, Horford, we've seen those guys tied, or they don't want to say we see them tied to Golden State. We've seen them mention to Golden State. Yeah. If the Kings are able to be a part of this in any way, shape, or form, I'm still of the belief that Russell Westbrook is going to be a Sacramento King next year. But I don't think any of that happens until this situation gets resolved. I also wonder what happens. Jake Fisher said last night, the Philadelphia 76ers want Quentin Grimes. This is not the Golden State Warriors Jonathan Kuminga situation is a one of one situation. It is one of one. Maybe the Cam Thomas Brooklyn situation, I'm not quite clear on.
Right. That's a little dicey.
I don't know if Brooklyn wants Cam, but I don't know what. I don't know who's calling about Cam Thomas. Right. He's like a really good Malik Monk. I don't know how to evaluate Cam Thomas on like competitive basketball teams, right?
Yeah.
But like Grimes and Giddy, like those are teams playing the market. The Cam Thomas situation, we'll be interested to see how that works out. But this is the Warriors Kuminga situation is like a one of one.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I think that dominoes will start to fall once that's taken care of. But guys like Cam Thomas, Quentin Grimes, Josh Giddey, do you feel they're adequately related to Kuminga? Because if he just signs a qualifying offer, doesn't sign with the Warriors or whatever, was that what those other teams were waiting for? And now there's still no market that's been set by Kuminga's whatever happens with them. Like, it feels like you mentioned, it's a one-of-one situation. So
yeah,
if they're waiting for that to get resolved, it feels like it has no bearing on what I'm going to do.
But I think we're all in it, for sure. But I think we're all in agreement that for every party involved, the incumbent team and the player, the qualifying offer is the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
In the situation you just presented, if Kuminga signs that qualifying offer, does that embolden the other teams to just go, it's the game right now?
Yeah.
Is that the call to the representation? Like, look, man, like we offered you this deal. It is, and I'm certain you could offer Josh Giddey a 4-year contract. The battle his representation is probably facing is that it's a fraction of what they thought it was going to be because they didn't know what the market was going to look like.
Yeah.
The same is probably true for Quentin Grimes. Cam Thomas might have been more reliant on an offer sheet that just didn't come because it wasn't there for the market.
Right.
I mean, he's on one of the teams that has cap space. So are you going to get a qualifying offer from Utah? Because that's the only other team that has it. And I wonder if it's just that Kuminga qualifying offer happens and calls to representatives are made. Like, it's a bad situation, but this is where we're at.
And I wonder if this is this, we've talked about it a number of different times. Is this a one-off this year, trying to get a grasp on everything.
James doesn't think so.
Or is
so.
This the way that people are going to operate? And you said it earlier. I agree with you. If this is how they're going to operate, the players need to say, hey, we're not doing this no more at some point.
Yeah, they're like, yes, I'm Googling something.
They got about 4 or 5 more years, huh?
2023. So both the NBA and the NBA Players Association have the option to opt out of the agreement following the 28-29 season.
Okay.
If this doesn't
feels like a guarantee.
If this does not get rectified quickly, or if this doesn't get rectified prior to then, yeah, we are probably in the biggest we are in the biggest danger for a work stoppage that we've had with Adam Silver as our commissioner.
Right.
Work stoppages will happen every once in a while under David Stern, but Adam Silver avoids those at all costs.
Yeah.
And yeah, 28-29, it's not that far away.
They got new representation in top as well, talking about the Players Association with Fred VanVleet. And yeah, if Draymond is in people's ears.
Yeah. Hey, as he should be.
Yeah.
As he should be. I mean, if James is right, and what year we're going into 25-26, if James is right and the cap increases by 7% again next year. And it's 20 now we're into 26-27.
Right.
If he and if his other, you know, prediction is like, yeah, there's not going to be money for these guys again next year. Now you're 2 years away from this opt out.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to get loud.
Yeah.
It is going to get loud. Mm-hmm. We'll come back. We'll talk. You brought up an interesting question privately. About we were talking about Luka and SGA. And I feel like that is a great conversation to have before Eddie gets here, because I know Eddie is going to have some thoughts on that. So we'll stay with basketball. We'll come back. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, man, if anyone's seen Filthy McNasty, just
tell him it's good, man. Tell him it's okay.
It was an accident.
little slip up there, man. It's all right. It's all right.
Someone
fine, Filthy.
Shout out to my boy Filthy McNasty, man. He was at the live show, the live Q&A. He was about to go into detail about how he got his name. We said, you know what? It's okay. You don't have to go there.
Nope.
You don't have to go there.
Mm-mm. JT Lowe says Filthy McMissing.
He's probably just out there thinking, wow, they hate me.
Oh, man. Just type something, Filthy McNasty, you're good. Jesse accidentally blocked him in the chat yesterday when he was trying to get rid of the NFL bots. And we found him. We found him in the plethora of porn and NFL bots that occupy our... And Brad Clayton.
There's about seven of those accounts.
It's Brad Clayton porn and NFL bots that...
Brad Clayton doesn't even have the wherewithal to not make the account Brad Clayton.
He wants us to know it's him.
All right, bro. All right, Brad. Do better. Or don't.
You caught wind of a conversation about Luka and SGA?
Yeah, man. I think it was Zach Lowe.
Okay.
On one of his podcasts.
Pleasant surprise.
He was he had mentioned something about how there's a question now of whether or not if you were going to start a franchise, would you take Luka or A? And he says today it would be Luka, or excuse me, it would be SGA. But the fact that he's thinking about it proves it goes towards Luka's greatness.
Mm-hmm.
And with all due respect to Luka, what are we thinking about? Like, what are we thinking about? SGA has done everything that they said Luka was going to do. He, for the last 3 years or so, has been one of the premier scorers in the game. He's been one of the better two-way players in the game. And this idea of what Luka could be is what SGA is. He's done everything that everybody said Luka was going to do. He's done it. And he's like 26.
Luka's been passed up a bit by other guys. He was supposed to...
Okay, wait a minute.
Well, hold on. I mean, as far as like, just like that, like what we're talking about here, just the guy you're going to build around and stuff like that. Like, I feel like now it's just more people are leaning towards the, yeah, this guy just, he doesn't really try on defense or anything like that. He's not necessarily always in shape. I know we got the magazine articles and stuff this year, but it's just, I feel like we're kind of hitting a point where people are starting to pass up Luka, and I think just the general thought around him isn't as high as it used to be.
Here's what I would ask. What could Luka do that SGA doesn't do?
What could nothing? But okay. So I'm fine if the idea is SGA over Luka. I'll push back a little bit against the idea that a bunch of guys have passed Luka up.
Wouldn't say it's a bunch of guys, but Luka used to be at the top of that. Now I think, I mean, before he tore his Achilles, like Tatum is a guy you take over Luka and stuff like that. Now, just given he plays defense and you get that other side of the court, I feel like people are turned off by Luka's defense and all that stuff now.
Yeah, that's become a far greater conversation when Luka played on that final stage. That's when it was like, oh, all of a sudden Luka can't play defense.
Yeah.
And now it's become, you know, now Luka is just like fat, lazy, and can't play defense. And all of a sudden, he wasn't the player that everyone talked about.
Like
for
Casey's
all those years.
Asked him now, like if you can win a championship with Luka and stuff like that. And I feel like before, like those questions weren't really asked. We're just kind of right. Get guys around Luka and feel like you'll get there. Now it's just, can you even do it?
And the question also is, how do you get, like how it seems. I think people look at it like, just put anybody with Luka and he's gonna win. I think there's a specific type of team that you have to put around Luka, and I don't know what that is. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm just saying it's not as easy as just, like we said this with LeBron. Put damn near anybody with LeBron, he's gonna get you get you to a finals appearance at the very least. Right. I don't think that's the case with Luka. I think it's a specific group of players that have to be around Luka for you to get to that championship.
Well, what about SGA? Can you put anyone around SGA? Now, and also, LeBron made it once with Cleveland.
Right.
Like, he has had very skilled play. I mean, he played with, you know, D. Wade, Chris Bosh, those are Hall of Famers. Kevin Love. I mean, that Cavs
team. That last Cavs team, though, that was kind of a random group of guys.
I don't remember the last one as much as I like.
I think Kevin Love was probably
was Shump
still there.
Gone? Yeah, Kevin Love was still there. Thomas, Kyrie was gone.
He was trying.
Well,
to move
Isaiah was gone.
I know he was. Isaiah had. He got traded. Did he get traded?
I think he got
season?
Traded at the trade deadline.
Yeah, like it was a random.
Like
group
because
of guys.
They traded Kyrie before.
Seti Osman was out there with that team a lot. Like that last year was more comparable to that first time he got there.
Okay.
And he went to the Garden in Game
7.
I'll
have to look that team up.
And sent them to the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
LeBron different, though. LeBron is. But they told us Luka was
that
level of different.
That was, for my money, well, I think for anyone's money, that was peak LeBron, though. Like, that run from Miami, probably the... I'm cheating a little bit, but that run from the start of Miami to the end of Cleveland, that is the greatest. He had no peer,
right,
and it was Steph who in 15 started to emerge. Like, okay, this is different than KD. This is a different challenge than Kawhi. This is a different challenge than LeBron has ever faced before in terms of the best players in the game. And then, of course, you know, Steph has that 16. It's like, oh, my God, he might be the best player in the game. But LeBron was phenomenal in 16, 17, and 18 also.
Right.
I have to look up. I cannot remember who was on that.
George Hill. Well, think about that game one. It was George Hill, J.R. Smith, Kevin Love. I mean, those are your best players. Like, everybody after that, I can't even think of. And Lotus Prime says, did you see the team Luka took to the finals? They still had Kyrie Irving. What are you talking about?
Starting lineup was LeBron James, Kevin Love, J.R. Smith, George Hill, and Tristan Thompson. Off the bench, Jeff Green, Larry Nance Jr., Jordan Clarkson, Kyle Korver. Yeah. I mean, I got you. It's not awful. That's not the first Cleveland.
Right.
That's not the Cleveland
first
Spurs
Cleveland
series.
First Cleveland was Big Z, Booby.
I don't even know.
Duble.
Was Varejao there yet?
Yeah.
Varejao was there. Yeah, Varejao was there.
I think Larry Hughes was on that team. Yeah, there was not a lot of notable guys. Sasa Pavlovic, I think he was on that team. Yeah, it was rough. But my thought with that is, like, Luka, SGA can do everything Luka can do and a little bit more.
Sorry. Final scores of that series, the Cavs, Spurs. 85-76, 103-92.
Oh, that up and down fest.
75-72.
Oh.
83-82 in a San Antonio Spurs sweep.
Oh, jeez.
That series was a lot more competitive than I remember it being. Starting lineup for the Cleveland Cavaliers that year, that finals, excuse me. LeBron James, Sasha Pavlovich. The name you forgot. Drew Gooden.
Drew.
Larry Hughes. Big Z, Zydrunas Ilgauskas. Off the bench playing 31 minutes in game one. Anderson Varejao. The aforementioned Booby. Booby Gibson. Donvell Marshall. Is that right?
That should be Donvell.
Is that it? Yeah, I was going to say, is that a typo?
Yeah.
It is a typo. Donnell Marshall. And then Damon Jones.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now.
You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.